This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer! Schultes! An amazing shot!
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Locked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
This
this is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Rushi High School. It's been a day of basketball in the Rushi gym. Right now, the varsity girls are going at it. Rushi against Versailles. Upcoming is our coverage of the varsity boys game between the Rushi Raiders and the Versailles Tigers. At this moment, we enter the fourth quarter of the girls' varsity contest, and it's 38-37 Versailles over Rushi by one. In the game before this one, an upset as the Rushi junior varsity boys knocked off Versailles, which, as I understand, Chuck, was previously undefeated.
They were unbeaten going into the game, and they had an eight-point lead early. But that was the best game I've seen Rushi's JVs play all year, and that's probably the seventh, eighth time I've seen them.
So it's a day of Rushi and Versailles on the hardwood, a series of border wars, you might say. Rushi from Shelby County, the Shelby County Athletic League, Versailles from Dart County, and the Midwest Athletic Conference. Rushi Raiders put their undefeated season on the line here against Versailles tonight. Rushi 15-0 on the year, ranked first in Ohio Division IV. Versailles, a Division III program. Tigers have dropped five of their last seven. Lost a squeaker last night on the road at Delta St. John's, 49-47. Led at halftime, led at the end of the third quarter, led with a couple minutes to go, and lost on a buzzer beater, beaten by Delta St. John's. Cam Elmore made the shot to win the game. He and his brother are outstanding players. Cam scored 25. His brother Andrew was held scoreless by Versailles last night, which limited the two Elmores to 25 combined, 8 points below their combined points per game average. But Versailles came up on the short end. Versailles Tigers, as I mentioned, 2-5 in their last seven, now 2-3 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Rushi, the opponent. Raiders with a distinct advantage tonight in terms of depth. Versailles won last year in a mild upset at the Versailles gym. Tigers have won seven of the last 10. And one thing about this rivalry, Chuck, the games are usually close in that six of the last nine have boiled down to two possession decisions. 6 points or less, six of the last nine meetings.
Well, I've seen quite a few of the games, and it really doesn't matter what the records are. They are border. I don't want to use the term they don't like each other, but they certainly want the bragging rights. And tonight, Versailles is going to have to play an outstanding game to be able to beat Rushi on this floor. And this place is packed.
Versailles head coach Travis Swank, very pleased with the way his club performed last night against the Delta St. John's Blue Jays and their outstanding player, Cam Elmore, averaging close to 30 a game on the year. He is phenomenal. Did a pretty good job on him. Still got beat. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders are rolling 15 in a row. Average margin of victory for the Raiders this year, close to 30 points.
That's amazing.
It is, and Rushi has not played a slouch of a schedule. Yes, some easy opponents in the Shelby County Athletic League, but Rushi's beaten St. Henry by 28, Minster by 30, Troy Christian by 25, Dayton Meadowdale by 39, Antwerp by 30.
There's some pretty good teams in there that you're saying by 30, too.
Miami East by 21, a game we covered last Saturday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Two close calls, the only contest under a 19-point spread against Jackson Center and Botkin season opener. Rushi defeated Jackson Center by 8. Later on in an SCAL game, Rushi edged Botkins by 5. Those two teams will hook it up once again 1 week from this coming Friday night And who knows, the Shelby County Athletic League Championship could be on the line when Bodkins and Rushi meet again. So the stage is set here tonight. Versailles Tigers have owned this series over the last decade. Rushi's got a score to settle. As I said, Raiders were nipped last year. Down at the time was Rushi suffering some injuries, and Versailles got him by 5 points at the Versailles gym last season. Again, that was a little bit of a surprise. Rushi got on a roll after that Versailles setback and streaked all the way to the state semifinals before losing to Richmond Heights.
Well, Versailles had an advantage a few years ago because they had two Arns coming through one after another. I know they got a couple of Arns on here now, but I'm seeing them at 6-1 and 6-2, not 6-6 and 6-7.
Well, Cam and Drake Arns, who are on the varsity roster, are cousins.
Okay.
And they are first cousins of Kyle, Justin, and AJ Arns.
That was a nice trio of basketball players for Versailles through the years.
Yep. So Cam nor Drake is a brother,
right,
to Kyle, Justin, or AJ. Cam and Drake are first cousins of those three. And Drake Arns will start out front. He'll be at the point. He is a 6'1" sophomore. This varsity boys team for Versailles, as I mentioned, not deep. It's a club with a real good first six or seven players. A.J. Griesdorn leads the club in scoring. He had 11 last night, 6'3" senior. Drake Arns had 12. Jace Watron had 14 points last evening for Versailles against Delphi St. John's. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders have seven young men who average between a half dozen and a dozen a game, led by Benjamin York, who's right at 12 per contest. I think it's going to be a case of, can Versailles keep pace with Rushi, which will use its depth and may have a chance to wear Versailles down. Who knows?
So that's going to be what they try to do tonight. I mean, because they're going to play 8-9 kids, and they're going to play them a lot. So you need to be able to weather Rushi's first quarter, because their first quarter has been lethal this year. And if you can weather that, then maybe you can hang with them a little bit. They were up 25-12 last Saturday against Miami East at Miami East before East knew the whistle had blown.
Update on the girls' varsity game here at the Rushi gym. 4:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi girls 44, Versailles 43. Been a heck of a game.
Has been going.
Rushi up a point. We're about halfway through the fourth quarter. It's been nip and tuck. I think the biggest margin since I've been watching, since middle of the second quarter, Chuck, has been 3 or 4 points. A field goal by the Rushi girls, who are up 3 with 4:26 left to go in the fourth quarter. We'll return in 3 or 4 minutes with more from here at the Rushi gym. Versailles boys on the road at the Rushi Raiders here tonight. Boys basketball action on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And welcome back here to Rushi High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Spencer Cordonier, head coach of the Rushi Raiders, 20 plus years coaching basketball. Five is the mentor of boys programs here at Rushi. Four, coaching the girls. I talked with him earlier this week, and Spencer commented on the fact that his club has been dialed in all year long.
What are you really pleased with to this point in the season? What are you happy with? What are you doing really well? Obviously, defense is fueling offense. What are you stressing in practice? What are you not quite so happy with?
I've been really, really happy with the focus the entire year from, when we started conditioning until now. The other night we were up, 25 or 30 at half. And one of the other coaches pointed out that, when I was talking in the locker room, all 13 eyeballs, all 13 players had their eyeballs on me. So that tells me right there that, we've been at this for, 2.5 months, 3 months now, and their focus is still there. And in practice tonight, It was going as hard as they can every single night. And, like what we just talked about, it is a grind. And you can see some nights where, they just don't want to be in here. But, that hasn't happened very often. And, our play on the floor has been phenomenal. They play as hard as they can. They understand how to play the game of basketball. So, just their overall effort and willingness to change a little bit, because these guys are so unselfish, and it shows.
Your defense, so darn good, gets easy baskets for you every now and then, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's kind of what the way we like to play, and let sometimes our best offense is our defense. Mm-hmm. We try and get as many easy baskets as we possibly can. And in return, we have given up easy ones. When you gamble like that a lot, you're going to give up easy baskets. But so far, we'll take the trade.
Words of Spencer Cordonier, head coach of the Rushi Raiders. Meanwhile, Travis Swank of the Versailles Tigers visited with me earlier this week as well. Coach Swank is in year number 8 as the head man of the Versailles program. He played basketball at Franklin Monroe, later at Wittenberg, got a graduate degree at the University of Dayton, and he is really pleased with his starting five and his first couple off the bench.
Two seniors that start for us, and that's A.J. Greensdorf and Carson Heitkamp. A.J. right now is our leading scorer. Carson's our leading rebounder as of right now. Both of them are post presence that we have on our team, so they bring a lot to the table as far as our inside game goes for us. And then we also start Drake Arnes, who's running our point. He's our second leading scorer right now. He's averaging a little over 10 points a game and is also tied for first in the MAC for assists per game at 5.2. So he really had to run the point for us last year as a freshman. So his sophomore campaign, we've asked him to do a little bit more scoring since we lost Connor Snowbreaker, and he's starting to pick it up a little bit for us out there in the scoring column. But he handles the point better than a lot of people around in this area, I feel like. And then our other two starters are Jace Watron and James Schmidtmeyer at the wings for us. You know, Jace, he's been averaging right around 10 points per game. He's one of our better shooters, as he's shot right around 42% last year for us. He struggled this year shooting, though, so we're hoping that he can catch fire for us because we know he has the ability to do that. And then James has been our defensive stopper. We've been putting him on the team's best players. He doesn't look to score a whole lot, but he doesn't like to necessarily hurt us on the offensive end either. He knows his role really well, so he's been going out there guarding the team's best player and has done a fine job with that. And then the two guys we bring off the bench primarily, we have Ethan Wilker, who's a sophomore. He's been in the starting lineup. He's been coming off the bench for us, so him and James have been in and out as far as that role goes. Kind of the same player. We've been asking Ethan to guard the team's best player as well. As a sophomore, he's done pretty well with that. He can shoot it pretty well for us and gives us a little bit more offensive punch off the bench. And then Gabe White, about 6'3", kind of a 6'3", 6'4", wing that we can throw in the post at times, but has shot it pretty well from the outside for us as well, and he's been our energy guy. So we've done fairly well with the seven. We've been just inconsistent with our offense is how the year's kind of gone for us. Why we're right around 500, really. Our defense has been able to come and play, I feel like, every night, but inconsistently offensively. So especially just shooting the ball. So if we can get those things ironed out, we'll be a pretty tough out, I think, later on in the year.
Versailles Tigers head coach Travis Swank, his team lost a real tough one last evening, could have beaten Delta St. John's, dropped a tough luck two-pointer, 49-47 at Delphus, so that record of 7-7 is misleading. Could be easily 8-6 or 9-5. Versailles has lost a couple of tight games this year, having dropped five of the last seven to Delphus St. John's, Minster St. Henry, Lima Central Catholic, and St. Mary's.
Well, that's kind of a murderer's row right there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's been a challenging schedule after a soft start, you might say. Versailles won its first two over New Bremen and Greenview. A game the Tigers should have won was against Salina at home, lost a 42-41 contest. And then, of course, that game last night, that's two that the Tigers should have had in the win column, but don't. Girls varsity game winding down. We are inside the last 30 seconds. Rushi possession of the basketball. Rushi girls in front of Versailles by 2 points. It's a 47-45 score. Rushi girls leading Versailles by a basket. Officially 35 ticks left on the clock here at the close of this game. Hopefully, we don't have an overtime like we had last night at Bethel. Lehman Bethel JVs played to an OT session, and that really lengthened out our pregame. We got on the air late. Predicted start time here tonight for a varsity tilt was at 7. We may be later than that for the opening jump between the Rushi boys and the Versailles boys. Rushi at the free throw line in our girls varsity game at the moment. 31.6 to go. Rushi now up by 3, 48-45. We'll return with more on the Rushi Versailles boys game in just a few minutes on scorersbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth.
To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecon.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And we welcome you back here to the Rushi High School gym. Final 8 seconds of the varsity girls game, which precedes the varsity boys contest. A full day of high school basketball in the hardwood here at Rushi. 50-47, the Rushi girls lead Versailles. And Versailles has the ball out of bounds in the Tigers' half court. Several seconds to go. Versailles needs a three ball to go in to send this game into overtime. Earlier this afternoon here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Loramie girls won by a final score of 67-41, defeating Lima Bath. I tell you what, Chuck, Avery Brandewee is all the way back.
She was terrific today. I mean, she was making jump shots. She was blocking shots. She was running the floor. Yep, she is 100%.
And the defense of Fort Loramie simply swallowed up the guards of Lima Bath all day long. What, 30-plus turnovers for Lima Bath? Unbelievable. 32 miscues for Lima Bath as the Fort Loramie girls defeated Bath 67-41. And here's your second to go at the Rushi gym. The Rushi Raiders girls team has upset the Versailles Tigers by a final score of 50-47. But you heard Coach Swank of Versailles a few minutes ago highlight his club and statistics for his top six or seven players for the Rushi boys. The length and quickness have led to a lot of steals for this Rushi team all year long. Defense fuels the offense. Benjamin York, 2.5 pickpockets a game. Felix Francis, Hayden Quinter, Jackson Grojean, 2 more each per game. The Raiders also rise up, collect 6 blocks per contest, numerous altered shots and deflections as well. The suffocating defensive play has been phenomenal. You heard Spencer Ferdinand, your head coach, talk about that a few minutes ago. No one is sharing the ball at the offensive end better than Rushi at this point. Greater than 2/3 of the field goals the Raiders are making are the result of players delivering the ball to teammates in scoring position. Hayden Quinter and Vince Borchers lead the way with assists in that playmaking department. Francis is at 5 per contest in terms of defensive rebounds. Quinter and Braylon Cordonier, 3 per outing. And Braden Monin's pouring in 75% of his free throws. Incredibly, 7 Raiders score between a half dozen and a dozen points every 4 quarters as this club features an extremely unselfish style of play. That was a theme of Coach Cordonier's comments a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it is. And then watching them play, it's obvious. I mean, you know, if you know basketball, this is such a fun team to watch play. And I like what he said about the defense. They're gonna go and go and go. And you're going to give up some stuff every once in a while. But if you're getting more out of it than you're giving up, which they obviously are, you don't change it. You just keep going.
Coach Swank of Versailles is in his 8th year. He'll counter the Raiders tonight with the strong inside duo of leading scorer, 6'3", A.J. Griesdorn, who tallies 12 points per game, and leading rebounder, 6'5", Carson Heitkamp, who averages 8 points and 8 boards Heitkamp has also popped out to the perimeter and buried 10 three-pointers on the year. Driesdorn shoots it, hit 55% from the floor. Sophomore Drake Arnes, a 6'1 guard, records just over 10 points per game. 5'11 junior Jace Watron scores at a clip just under 10. As we noted 15 minutes or so ago, Versailles has won 7 of the last 10 meetings. It's the border war. Rushi from Shelby County, Versailles from Dart County. Opening tip-off coming up in about 13 or 14 minutes.
Well, Rushi's 3-0 on the day today. JV girls, JV boys, varsity girls. So they're Rushi going for the sweep. Versailles trying to give them a little something to smile about when they get back home.
That's a good point. Rushi Raiders, a clear favorite in this varsity boys game here tonight. Number one ranked Rushi, 15-0 on the year against 7-7 Versailles. We've got more from the Rushi gym in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The Rushi Pep Band is striking up, and we are 10 minutes away from boys high school basketball. Rushi home to the Versailles Tigers. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. I think a lot of it centers around depth. A key building component for Versailles, which is not as deep as Rushi, is how the Tigers handle the pace of this game. Rushi can go 10 or 11 deep, Versailles 6 or 7.
Those are key building components for these two teams here tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi. Also on the air with us is Francis Manufacturing, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. The production standard is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. Rushi Versailles. We've got our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment coming up in a couple of minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, we are about 6 minutes away from starting lineups and the start of this game tonight between 7-7 Versailles and 15-0 Rushi. Our student athlete spotlight here on Scores Broadcast is presented by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success and has done so since our start on ScoresBroadcast.com 18 years ago. LaCal is a Scores founding partner, and we are online today because of support from LaCal, which moved in 1983 to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And before boys' basketball games, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each high school. For Rushi, it is Mackenzie Rose, junior cheerleader, daughter of Steve and Laura, 3.95 GPA. She is active in 4-H, pole vault, track, National Honor Society, Academia Student Council, and the Stella Maria Church Group. Undecided about the college choice, would like to pursue a career in the medical field, and has a brother at Rushi, fifth grader Caleb. For Versailles, senior cheerleader Mariah Smith, daughter of Derek Smith and Jewel Snyder, 2.9 GPA, football cheerleader, varsity B, possibly the University of Toledo to study psychology. We also highlight from Versailles here tonight, senior Lauren Pohl, cheerleader, daughter of Brenda Pohl, 3.9 GPA, plays clarinet in the band, participates in Amplify, the show choir, FTA, National Honor Society, and she'll study possibly a career in business at Miami University in Oxford. Lauren has a brother, Eli, who is a seventh grader at Versailles. That's our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment. We've got basketball upcoming. Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
We are 2 minutes away from the opening tip. A little quieter scenario here at Rushi. Pep Band has leveled off its sound.
Here it's back.
And just as I say that, here we go, loud and strong. Dayton Christian plays at Fort Loramie tonight. Marion Local is hosting Jackson Center. Riverside at Fairlawn. West Liberty Salem at Anna. Those are boys' games in action this evening. Around the area this afternoon, Lima Bath played at Fort Loramie. You heard that game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie won it 67-41. And in our prior game here tonight at Rushi, the Rushi girls knocked off Versailles in a mild upset. Two of the three officials I think we had this afternoon, Chuck, at Fort Loramie are here tonight.
Yep. Yeah, they were here. I thought they did a nice job in the girls' game there. I mean, it really wasn't that hard to call. Loramie kind of stormed out, but no, I thought they did a nice job.
Versailles Tigers overall in its basketball history have won 6 MAC championships, 4 outright, 2 co-champions for the Versailles basketball program. St. Henry leads the MAC, 13 titles, Marion Local 12, Delphi St. John's 9, and Coldwater 8. Rushi Raiders atop the standings in the Shelby County Athletic League. Botkins lurking, one game behind. Who in the world thought the race would come down, Chuck, in the SCAL for the second meeting between Rushi and Botkins.
Well, you know, I mean, Botkins started, and everybody, they had the ability, but boy, they have really overachieved, and they're playing really good basketball. It's going to be a great game in here.
Yep. Yeah, never dreamed Botkins would have a real good shot at 10-2 and playing Rushi for a share of the SCAL championship in 2 weeks.
Yep.
That could very well be the case.
And your Rushi Raiders.
Starting lineups upcoming in just a few minutes for Sales Rushi here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum. Serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Well, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, located at Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, an outstanding reputation for vehicle service and repair, plus towing 24-7. Myers is second to none, serving Dark Miami and Shelby counties. Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie School Districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru. Yep, in the background you hear the opening five for Rushi being introduced. Felix Francis, 6'5", senior forward. Hayden Quinter at a wing, 6'2", a senior. Braden Monin on the perimeter, a 6'2" senior. Also in the opening five, Vince Porcher, 6'1", junior guard. And Braylon Verdonier, forward, 6'4", and a junior. For the Versailles Tigers, A.J. Greenstone at forward, 6'3", a senior. Drake Arnes at the point, 6'1", sophomore. Jace Watron at a guard spot, 5'11", a junior. James Schmidtmeyer out front, 5'11", junior. And Carson Heitkamp in the middle, 6'5", senior. Spencer Cordonier, head coach of Rushi. Travis Swank, mentor of the Versailles Tigers program. Versailles in the road black, orange numbers outlined in white. Rushi, the home white, blue numbers and gold trim. And this place is wired. It's loud. The place is packed.
Rusey, one of the few teams you'll ever see that their leading scorer comes off the bench. But that's a chemistry thing, and it's working for him very well.
You're speaking of Benjamin York.
Yes.
6'4" junior. Leading scorer, 12 points a game, doesn't start for the Raiders. He'll be in shortly. Opening tip to start goes to Versailles. It's Drake Arnes entering the lane. No shot. Gives it up far left side to Carson Heitkamp. Then he revolves the ball around on top to Watrin. Watrin to Drake Arnes. He sets the attack at the point. Fakes left, goes right. Below the foul line, double team. There's Rushi with a steal. Hayden Quinter reached in and clawed the ball away. Gave it up to Monin. Monin to left corner. Out high to Borchers, low on the right, wide open. Cordonier, good pass. Catch and shot. Cordonier nails two. 2-0 Rushi, opening minute. Right away, a steal and a great assist. Just what we talked about in the pregame. Here's a long three, right corner by Heitkamp of Versailles. It is no good. Strong, weak side rebound Tigers, who throw the ball off a Raider player. It is ruled Versailles' possession in the corner.
Well, that rebound was by Schmidtmeier, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say he looks like he might have played football. That's a solid kid.
And, of course, you recognize the name Chase Watrin, outstanding wide receiver for the Tigers. Versailles with possession. Ball inbounded on the arc to Heitkamp. High right to Griesdorn. Starts to drive, meets resistance. Oh, Cordonier shut him off. And then Francis blocked the shot out of bounds.
That's what I say. You turn the corner, you think you beat him, and there's Francis standing back there. Or York, when he gets in there, blocking your shot.
Baseline, right of the rim. Arnes inbounds to Heitkamp. Open 10-footer. No, he's not open. It's deflected on the play by Monin of Rushi. Good play. Fine effort. Ball shaken loose. Comes down to Rushi. Quickly left corner. Quinter drives into the lane and scores. Rushi 4. Versailles nothing in the opening 90 seconds. Tigers backcourt pressure from Rushi. Versailles Griesdorn streaks over the middle of the floor. Gets it down underneath to Heitkamp. On the arc to Drake Arnes. Steps inside the arc. Misfires from 17. A rebound is pinballed to Monin of Rushi. There's a Euro step into the lane at the other end. Hacking foul committed by Rushi. Monin in the act of shooting. We'll get two.
Felix Francis.
Oh, my mistake. It was not 12. It was 11 who drove the lane. And Felix Francis is at the line for the Raiders. He eyes the basket and sinks the free throw to make it 5-0 in favor of Rushi. 2 minutes played here in the opening period. Substitution for Versailles. Ethan Wilker, good player off the bench, fine shooter, 6'1 sophomore, checks in. James Schmidtmeier, 5'11 junior, is out. Second free throw by Francis on the way. He's got them both. 6-0, Rushi. Here in the first 2 minutes. Backcourt for Versailles. It's Arnes. Arnes against Monin. Arnes 40 feet away. Two steps across the center line. Goes to Griesdorn. Griesdorn in the center circle. Right side pass to Watrin, picked up by Borchers. Versailles' offense is way out on the floor. Ball dumped down baseline right on the play to Wilker. He tries to make a pocket pass along the baseline in the bottom of the key, and Rushi stifles it and knocks it out of bounds.
He caught a break that had hit a leg on the wraparound, because if not, Rushi was there to steal it.
5:35 to go, first quarter, 6-0 Rushi. Versailles lobs inbounds to Heitkamp, out of Griesdorn. He's at the elbow on the right. Outside the arc on the left to Arnes. Into the lane. Handoff on the play to Griesdorn. Shot good and a foul. Rushi in the back of Griesdorn. Nice setup by Arnes. Good assist. And it's 6-2. Griesdorn with a free throw coming. 6-2 Raiders. Foul shot for the 6'3 A.J. Griesdorn. Rushi's leading scorer. 12 points a game, and he connects. And Versailles gets a timeout of 30. 5:26 to go first quarter. 6-3 Rushi on scores. Broadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? In Troy, Tip City, and Sydney.
Yep, head coach Travis Swank gets an early timeout, sets up his defense. Rushi possession. Francis will inbounds to Monin. Way down to her right, 6-3. Rushi scored the first six. A.J. Griesdorn with an old-fashioned three-point play to make it 6-3. Benjamin York has entered now for Rushi. Outside the arc on the left, it's Quinter. Sizes up a three, way short. Versailles might have gotten a fingertip on the shot. Loose ball rebound. Volleyballed around. It goes to Drake Arnes. Forecourt left for Versailles. Three-point shot on the way. And it's in! Chase Watrin from distance. Game tied at six, just like that. For Donyer, paint area for Rushi. Little half hook, no good. Strong rebound by Griesdorn. Griesdorn in backcourt for the Tigers. Game tied at six. Rushi got the first six. Versailles the second six. Watrin driving left-hand layup. A lot of white jerseys. It's blocked. Here come the Raiders. Three-pointer for Donyer. He buries it. A trifecta.
Well, I tell you, at 6'4", he just rises up. You're not going to even get a hand in his face.
9-6 Raiders. Versailles attacks down the left side. It's Arnes. On the arc to the three-point shooter, Watrin again. In and out, no good. Rebound, Monin, knocked away by Versailles. Picked up by Francis. Shovels for Gradonier. They head to Francis to York. Reverse layup, no. He got the rebound. Looked like he was fouled in the lane. No call. Ball knocked loose. Here come the Tigers. 9-6 Rushi. 3:53 to go here in the first quarter. On the arc, it's Drake Arnes. Outside, high left, it goes to Watrin, and he feeds a teammate in the top of the circle. It's Arnes, who juked one way and walked with the ball.
Moved them both.
3:44 to go, first quarter. 9-6, Rushi in the lead to three. Vince Borchers will bring it down for the Raiders. He's up and over the timeline. For Sales Tigers in a man-to-man defense. Borchers, top of the circle, foul line. Late feed on the inside to Francis. Oh, Griesdorn blocked it. Loose ball picked up by York. Rushi retains the ball. Jackson Brogine in at guard. Hand off to Borchers. Far left corner, York for three. Swish! For Donyer and York. Rifle in triples. 12-6 Rushi.
You like 6'4" jump shooters.
3 minutes to go, first quarter. Griesdorn, top of the key for Versailles. They open the floor for him. Down the lane, hacking foul against Rushi. Great drive of Griesdorn. That is a set offensive maneuver for the Tigers. Clear it out for the 6'3 Griesdorn. And he can dribble the basketball and take it one-on-one.
Well, maybe each team is just going to be six-point runs back and forth.
Couple of free ones here for Griesdorn of the Tigers. Swish to make it 12-7. Rushi with five. Quinter back on the floor for Francis. Second shot here for Griesdorn. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. He scored 11 last night against Delta St. John's, the Griesdorn. That free throw's too hard. Long rebound. Griesdorn in the corner gets it back. And it's stolen by Quinter of Rushi. Outlet to Borchers. On the arc to Grogine for three. Swish! Holy cow! Woo! Three-pointers in a row by the Raiders, who lead it 15-7.
Pick your poison. Who you want to guard?
Cordonier, York, and Grogine. All drill trifectas. Here is Watrin with the ball for the Versailles Tigers. gives it on the play to teammate Griesdorn. York has got that assignment right now. They clear out for Griesdorn. He wants to drive, can't do it. Goes far right wing to Ethan Wilker. Wilker, top of the circle to Arnes. Picked up by the taller Monin. Arnes into the lane. Back to the basket. Turnaround fadeaway with the left hand. It is no good. Rebounded by Quinter to Grojean. Left corner shot fake by Monin. Ball raked away. Knocked out of bounds by Versailles. A minute 57 to go. First quarter. 15-7 Rushi, which has knocked down three straight three balls to lead by eight. Rushi scored the first six. Versailles answered with six. Ball lobbed into Cordonier in the lane. Open player low in the left. Quinter. Shot hangs on the rim. No good. Rebound for Eastorn of Versailles. Raiders missed an opportunity. Up ahead to Arnes. He's tripped in the top of the key by Quinter of Rushi. Minute 46 to go. First quarter, 15-7. Raiders in the lead. Inbounding right below us, Ethan Wilker for the Versailles Tigers. He looks, goes into backcourt on the play to Drake Arnes. High screen from Griesdorn. Ball thrown right corner to Wilker. Wilker through traffic, stepped out of bounds beneath the backboard. Raiders possession, a minute 37 to go in the first. 15-7, Rushi ahead by 8. Grojean over the timeline for the Raiders. Dribbling, right flank. Handled there by Borchers, cross-court pass, Cordonier, left corner. Lob out high, Quinter's got it. Knocked to the deck on the play by Wilker. Common foul. Number two on the Tigers. Rushi's committed three. Minute 20 left, opening period. Rushi ball, half court to our left. Borchers will trigger in. Raiders up 15-7. Borchers between the circles. Looks for Grojean, gets it to him. Grojean dribbling. Picked up by Watrin. Down the right side, Cordonier. Skip pass cross court to Grojean. Enters the lane, and he is smacked on the wrist. Wilker reached in, got a piece to Grojean, who navigated the lane. He had a driving layup in progress, in traffic. Two-shot foul, Grojean for Rushi. He dips the knees and scores the free throw. How about that, Chuck? Talk about depth. Two subs come in, Grojean and York. They both make threes.
Yeah, they've got 7 points right now, 7 of the 16.
Raiders lead it 16-7 after the Grojean free throw. Cordonier gets a respite. York, Francis, Quinter, Borchers, Grojean for the Raiders. Second shot up and good by Grojean to make it 17-7. Versailles Tigers have on the floor Schmidtmeyer in backcourt, along with Arnes and Watrin and Griesdorn and Eichkamp. Here's Griesdorn, blazes a trail up into the left corner, feeds a three-point shooter, opposite side of the floor, long one missed on the play by Watrin, rebound down to the Raiders. Midcourt pass to Francis. Baseline left winner. Good wraparound on the play to Monin. He's pounded on the back from behind. Rushi beating pressure from Versailles at the timeline and getting good quick looks at the other end. Monin, best free throw shooter on the team. 75%. He is at the stripe.
Well, Monin makes one of these free throws, they will have six kids that scored in the first quarter.
Foul shot good by Monin. 18-7 Raiders. That is amazing. Very seldom can a club make that statement with 43 seconds to go in the first period. Six players have scored for Rushi already. Second shot, Mamanen flexes the knees. He misses too hard. Rebound down to Heitkamp. Heitkamp backcourt to Gabe White, who's checked in. White, a 6'3 senior. 18-7 Rushi. Versailles with the ball. Half minute to go, first quarter. Top of the circle, Drake Arnes. Down the left side of the lane. Oh, it's blocked on the play by Rushi. Two men were there. Raiders heave it up the right side of the floor. Out of bounds, it's Sales. Yep, Rushi got the block, but turned it over. Versailles will probably try to play for one. Down 11 with 22.1 to go in the first quarter. Tigers to midcourt. Left-hand dribble is Arnes. Pounding the south ball. Gives it up on the play to Griesdorn. Straight away to White. Back to Arnes. Top of the circle, fed to Watron down the left lane line. Pulls up, 10-footer, in and out, no good. And Rushi got the rebound. The Raiders hit the deck. Buzzer sounds. Quarter closes. Rushi 18, Versailles 7 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Oh, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Rushi Inn. Oh, don't search for that best morning breakfast anymore. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around. One of the only 5:30 a.m. breakfasts in West Central Ohio. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work or on the road. Don't forget, 11-1 lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular inn thing for food out. The Rushi Inn, eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. Quarter number two, Raiders 18, Tigers 7. Grojean with the ball for Rushi, gives to Monin. Now Quinter between the circles. Hayden Quinter on the bounce. Is it a man-to-man defense for Versailles still, Chuck?
No, they've come out into a 3-2.
That's what I thought. Deep right corner, it's Grojean on top to Cordonier. Back to Grojean for three. It circled the rim. Tip up is in! Francis, spectacular one-handed tip. He slapped at the ball way up in the air, and he banked it in off the window, hit the square right above the flange. In it went. What a shot by Felix Francis. 20-7 in favor of Rushi. 7-11 to go here in the first half. Here's Griesdorn dribbling some more. He's tied up in the paint, and he coughed up the ball. Out of bounds it goes.
Quinter got a hand in there and knocked the ball off his knee. Great defense. And Quinter, he might not be scoring like he did in the past, but he is a terrific defender.
Suffocating defense by Rushi. Raiders lead it 20-7. Near side pass to Monin. Open three-point ball on the way. Good! Monin knocks it down. How many different players have made threes? Four for Rushi. 23-7 Raiders, 6:43 to go, second quarter. Griesdorn gives it up on the arc to Watron. Near side, Griesdorn looks for Heitkamp, baseline right, 10-footer, got it. Timeout called, Rushi 23, Versailles 9, 6:31 to go, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Four men have drilled in three balls for the Rushi Raiders, four different players. Those are our Wisebridge highlights of this first half. Rushi leading 23-9. The three-pointers by Rushi. The Wisebridge plays of this game. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Here is Cordon. You're in the lane for Rushi. Fall away shot, no good. Rebound by Versailles. Rushi ties up the Tiger, and the arrow gives it to the visiting squad. Versailles will bring it down. 23-9 in favor of Rushi. Biggest lead so far, 23-7. That came at the 6:30 mark of the second quarter. Tigers in the half court. Griesdorn gives it up near side to Watrin. Watrin, jump shot, 17-footer. Hit the ring, kicked away. Rebound knocked out by the Rushi Raiders. Versailles will throw in baseline left of the rim. 5:59 to go till halftime. 23-9. Raiders up to 14. Playmaker for Versailles. Below the rim to the left is Wilker. Throws it on the arc to Watrin. Watrin on the bounce. Grosjean on him. Watrin, elbow on the left. Grosjean might have reached in, gotten a piece of him. Foul on the floor. Common. Ball out of bounds to the Versailles Tigers. 5:51 to go in the second. Benjamin York checking in for Grosjean for Rushi. Tigers below the basket. Trigger. Oh, a nice dish. Catching. Watrin cutting to the rim, and he scores. 23-11. Four straight points by Versailles. 5:41 to go here until halftime. Top of the circle. Francis gives it up to Cordonier. Shot fake on the arc. Coming out to catch Monin. Left side Quinter. Got him a high kick. Cross court to Cordon. You're wide open. It's good! Three-pointer. Skip pass worked. Versailles did not find him. 26-11 in favor of the Raiders. Dribbling up the floor in a hurry. Drake Arnes into the lane. Blocked on the play. Oh, what a slam jam by Cordonier. He hustles down the floor. Gives it up right corner. York for three. York for three. Oh, the roof is coming off. 29-11. Rushi. 5:02 to go, second quarter. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, we've played 3 minutes here in the second quarter, 11 total in this game, and Rushi has rammed in 29 points already to lead Versailles 29-11. Versailles has not played that badly. Rushi has played that well.
They are 6 of 7 shooting threes.
Here's Griesdorn midcourt for the Tigers, and it's scraped away by Rushi. Here's a 4-on-3. York for 3 points. It is around and out. No good. Rebounded by Versailles. That shot by York almost went in. Quick trigger on a three ball after Rushi took it away from Griesdorn.
Versailles on the attack, down by 18. Friesdorn on a weave to Watrin. Near side pass to Drake Arnes. Arnes picked up on top by Manen. Screen from Friesdorn. Arnes down the left side of the lane, into the paint. Gives it up to Watrin. Watrin 25 feet away. Drives against York, pulls up, elbow right, off-balance jumper, little crook, good, no good. Rebounded by Rushi. Here come the Raiders, Monin to Cordonier. On the arc, straightaway Francis, left corner Quinter. He's got an opening, what a drive, it's good. Quinter took it to the cup. 31-11, 20-point game in favor of Rushi with 3:50 to go here in the second quarter.
Of the four games today, this is the only one that's kind of holding the way we thought it would go.
Heitkamp outside the arc on the left. Gives it up to Jay Swatron, back to Friesdorn. Friesdorn bulldogs his way into the lane. Uh-oh, he lowered the shoulder. Offensive foul. Three minutes, 34 seconds to go. Second quarter of play. Rushi really hot at both ends of the floor. Playing superb high school basketball. Leading Versailles by 20, 31-11. Monin, timeline for the Raiders. Outside the arc on the left, now to York. York at the elbow. Left corner, Monin. Picked up on the play by Watrin of Versailles. Now Quinter. Deep right corner, Francis, into the post, Cordonier, herky-jerky move, reaching in, Heitkamp. Does Versailles get the tie-up, or is there a foul?
It's called a foul on Heitkamp.
Tiger fans don't like it. Ball out of bounds to Rushi, left of the rim. Playmaker Quinter, 3:09 to go, second quarter, 31-11 Raiders. Ball thrown into Cordonier, 28-footer straight away, short, long rebound Cordonier, in the left corner to York. York muffed it, pass was wide, out of bounds to Versailles. 3:02 remaining, second quarter, 31-11 Raiders. 11 points for Versailles in 13 minutes. That helps tell the story.
Well, we watched it all year. No surprise. They just play outstanding defense.
Arnes to Wilker to Watrin. Tigers throw it around 25 feet away. High left, it's Arnes. Top of the circle, Watrin. Near side, Arnes. Gets a screen from Heitkamp. And dribbling right into pressure is Watrin. York on the steal. York down the floor. He's undercut in the lane. Foul against the Tigers. Versailles bench wants a walk. No call. Couple of free throws here for Benjamin York for the Rushi Raiders, who lead up to 20. Couple of dribbles by York. There's the fourth one. Foul shot is in and out, no good. 31-11 in favor of Versailles. One area of its play Rushi needs to continue to improve is at the free throw stripe. Second shot by York, good. 32-11 in favor of the Raiders. 2:31 to go, second quarter. Rogin in. Quinter out, Francis out, Cordonier, Monin, York, Rogine on the floor for the Rushi Raiders. Versailles brings it up over the timeline. It's Drake Arnes. Little give and go with a teammate, intercepted by Cordonier. Quick outlet to York. He's way below the rim. Throws it on the arc for Rogine. Ball deflected by Versailles. Goes into backcourt. Cordonier picks it up, and Rushi gets a timeout. 2:11 to go. First half, 21-point lead. Raiders, Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
That locally owned and operated Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient locations, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We provide the latest up-to-date technology and support our customers near and far. We are Osgood Bank, committed to providing people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. York misses a shot for Rushi after the timeout. Versailles grabs the rebound. A minute 53 to go, second quarter, 32-11 in favor of the Raiders. On the arc, it's Watrin for Versailles. Gives it up to Drake Arnes. Here's Griesdorn. Splits a couple defenders. Nice. Driving layup. Good. He shoveled it from his knees.
He's an athlete. He was one of the best cover corners we saw all year playing football.
Good drive by Griesdorn. 32-13, Rushi. Here is Vince Borchers. Gives it up to Grosjean. It is nearly stolen by Versailles. Taken back by Rushi. Raiders advantage in the half court. Baseline drive. It looked like Rushi went out of bounds.
Yep.
Monin stepped on the boundary. A minute 14 to go here in the second quarter. 32-13 in favor of the Raiders. Biggest lead came at the 3 minute mark, 32-11. A couple of changes by Rushi. Borchers out. Felix Francis back in. Inbounding Versailles against token pressure. In backcourt, it's passed from Wilker to Griesdorn. Wilker up the right side. Here comes the double team, and it's ruled a jump. Arrow favors Rushi. Tell you what, the Raiders can trap you so quickly. They'll steal the ball blind. And another arrow, Raiders possession.
Yeah, that's nine turnovers now for the Tigers.
67 seconds to go in the second quarter. 32-13, Rushi. Ball entered into backcourt to Monin. Up and over the timeline, right side pass to York. York hangs on beyond the arc, gives it up to Felix Francis straight away. Francis on the dribble, man-to-man defense right now by Versailles. Here's Quinter, foul line, and he lost the ball. Here comes Versailles, two-on-two fast break, interception by Cordonnier. 40 seconds to go, first half. Long pass to Francis, down the floor in the lane. Little jump hook, no good, but a foul against Versailles. 38.6 to go, second quarter, 32-13, Rushi. Felix Francis at the line, two free throws coming. Here's the first one by Felix. It's on the way, and it is in and out, no good. Second shot by Francis. Not surprised that Grushy's got 32 points, Chuck. Little surprise, Versailles is stuck in the low teens at 13. Francis makes the free throw, one for two, 33-13.
Well, they're just as good a defensive team as they are offensive team, and that's what makes them so dangerous.
Tenacious, suffocating. It's like seven or eight Raiders are on the floor at all times.
It gives me Trotwood nightmares.
Half minute to go till halftime. Griesdorn down the left side. Gives it up to Arnes, top of the circle. Versailles trails by 20. Ball reversed on the play to Watrin. He looks at the clock. 15 to go. Hand off to the driver. Sprinting down the lane, Drake Arnes. No good. Rebound, Rushi. On the dead run. Monin, other end. Good! Driving layup. 4 seconds to go. Here comes Versailles to midcourt.
on the bounce. It's Watron, and he's called for a double dribble. I believe that's the right call.
Yep. He tried to make a crossover in front of Borchers, and Borchers stuck a hand in, and he had to put both hands on the ball at the same time.
0.7 to go. Rushi ball midcourt. Inbounding is Cordonier.
0.7 means you can catch and shoot.
Long lob pass for Francis, intercepted by Greestorn, and that'll do it. Rushi 35, for Sales 13, 22-point ball game. Rushi has been fantastic here at the half on scorersbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Oh, the Rushi Raiders putting on an exhibition. 35-13 lead over Versailles after two quarters of play here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 35-13 Rushi over the Tigers. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, Rushi has a 14-10 rebounding advantage. Each team has 3 offensive rebounds. One of the big things, 11 turnovers for the Tigers, only 4 for Rushi. Rushi went to the free throw line 10 times, made 7. The Tigers, 2 of 3. They've only got 3 young men that scored in the first half. Greestorn, 6. Watron, 5. Heitkamp, 2. They scored 7 and 6. 13 for the half. For Rushi, they're led by Braylon Cordonier with 8. Benjamin York with 7. Braden Mana with 6. Felix Francis with 5. Jackson Grojean with 5. Hayden Quinter with 4. They scored 18 and 17, and they lead it 35-13 at the half.
Ooh, boy, the Raiders can do wrong.
But they're just so good. And you know, and the thing I like about it is no matter who they're playing, their focus is the same, and that's what takes a team all the way.
And head coach Spencer Cordonier addressed just that topic in the pregame. His club is dialed in. Whether the opponent is a club with just a couple of wins, a team that's 500, or a team that's only had 2 or 3 losses on the year, The focus is there every single night from Rushi.
Yep.
And Versailles is finding out this evening.
Yeah, well, this is a rival game. And in rivalry games, when you jump out to a 22-point halftime lead, the other team is not happy in their locker room.
35-13, Rushi at the break. That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Scores. And speaking of score, 35-13. Rushi leads Versailles. Seconds away from the start of our third quarter. Say, we've been doing business now for over 40 years. Creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. We are the Cutaway Styling Salon, located at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Deb Gubo, owner and stylist. Other stylists, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, your family salon for mom, dad, the adult children, all the kids. Our experience, your style. We will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Versailles Tigers have the ball to start the second half, and they've been whisking the ball around from one side of the floor to the other. Finally, Rushi knocks it out of bounds. We played 39 seconds here in the third period. Not a shot taken. James Schmidtmeyer starting at guard here in the second half for Versailles. He enters it on the play to Watron. Back to Schmidtmeyer. Far right flank to Ethan Wilker. Near side, Schmidtmeyer. Ball rotated into the top of the circle to Watron. Borchers guards him. Now Griesdorn. Spin move, foul line. No chance to shoot. Gives it up on the arc. Behind the back dribble to Drake Arnes. Into some white jerseys. Almost lost it. Gave it to Heitkamp. Heitkamp 17-footer. Deflected on the play by Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Storming up the floor. It is Monin to Cordonier. Wants to drive. Pivots in the lane. Ducks under. Hemmed in. Back on the arc to Quinter. Shot fake. Hayden Quinter dumps it down low. Oh, what a pass. Quinter threw a dime. Low on the left to Francis, who scored with the left hand.
And he got in the lane. All the defense came to him, and there was Francis.
37-13. Rushi in the lead by 24. Midcourt, here come the Versailles Tigers. Drake Arnes gives it up to Heitkamp to Griesdorn. Griesdorn backpedals in the lane, and he travels. Picked up the pivot foot, lost his balance. We played 2 minutes here in quarter number three. 37-13 in favor of Rushi. 24-point spread. Quinter starts to drive, flips it back on the arc to Cordonier. Head fake. Cordonier down the lane, blazes a trail, and scores. Two more. 39-13, long pass for Sales. Down the floor, Heitkamp catches, fadeaway shot, banked it in. Heitkamp for the Tigers. 39-15 in favor of Rushi. Biggest lead was at the 6 minute mark, 39-13. And the Raiders are right back at it, down on the inside. Good finish near the rim. Quinter got the deuce. Versailles attacks. Look at, he split the other way. Drake Arnes. He curls, turns the corner, fouled in the act of shooting. And with 5:19 to go here in the third quarter, Versailles gets a couple free throws from Drake Arnes. 41-15, Rushi. Foul shot by Arnes, short. 26-point spread. Got to get to, what, 35 for running clock?
Yep.
Then it's got to stay 30 or better once it gets to 35. 5:19 to go, third quarter. Arnes misses both free throws. Rebound volleyballed. Eichkamp recovers. Tigers still have it on the arc to Schmidtmeier. Schmidtmeier hands off to Arnes. Schmidtmeier jumping, shooting, three ball, hit the backboard. Long rebound, Schmidtmeier. Hand off on the play to the driver, Drake Arnes, up and under in the lane. No good. Rebound Tigers out of the left corner. Long three, gunned up there by Gabe White. No good. Over the back, rebounding foul on Versailles.
Yeah, they called that on Schmidtmeier. Francis started to go get the rebound, and he grabbed him by the arm.
Now, that's about as fortuitous a possession that Versailles is going to get. Three offensive rebounds, missed shot every time.
Yep.
And now Rushi's got the ball. 41-15 lead, Raiders. Here's Grojean, straightaway Quinter.
Travel.
He jukes right, jab step to the left. Didn't put the ball down in the hardwood and turned it over.
If he got that leg up, it would have been a Heisman pose.
4 minutes, 41 seconds to go, third quarter. 41-15, Rushi in the lead. Cordonier, Borchers back in for the Raiders. The synergy, the communication, the chemistry, call it what you want, the bond among these Rushi players is amazing.
It is. They went through such a tough season last year with the loss of their coach that, they're just locked in together.
Arnes into the lane for Versailles. A black shirt, two or three white shirts, blocked out of bounds by Rushi. Versailles will inbound left of the rim. Drake Arnes will pitch it in play. Arnes looking, still looking. Gabe White's got it, deep left corner. White on the arc to Wilker. Wilker left baseline, double teamed, and a foul over guarding against Grojean of Rushi. A little bit too aggressive. 4:25 left in the third. 41-15 in favor of Rushi. Versailles with 15 points in 20 minutes. Ball lobbed in, foul line, jump shots away, Ethan Wilker, and he connects. 41-17 Raiders, basket by Wilker of Versailles. Oh, here's a drive down the lane. Vince Porcher saw an alley, took advantage to the cup, no good, but a foul on Versailles. And Porcher shoots a pair for Rushi.
Vince hadn't scored yet tonight.
But I tell you what, he makes everybody else look better.
Oh, he is an outstanding defender.
Free throw by Borchers is good. He's a solid assist maker, too. We've got Francis out, Quinter in. First foul shot, but Borchers was spot on. Here's the second one, 42-17, Rushi. Shot by Borchers in the air. It is in and out, no good. Rebound, Griesdorn. Griesdorn for Versailles. Gives it up in backcourt to Arnes. Down the right side to Watrin. Back to Arnes between the circles. Fakes left, goes right. Here's Griesdorn straight away. On the weave. Watrin 25 feet away. Here's Gabe White at the elbow on the left. Loops it back near side to Arnes. 3:42 to go, third quarter. Traveling call. That's the right one. Arnes got a little head start before putting the ball on the deck.
Oh, and you can't rest against this defense. There is no time for you to take a breath.
3 minutes, 41 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi in the lead, 42-17. Monin inbounds to Cordonier for the Raiders. He's at the timeline, picked up by Griesdorn. Screen set by Monin, who gets it right corner, slashes through the lane, holding foul against Versailles. Down to 3:26 to go in the third, 42-17 in favor of Rushi. Quinter, the playmaker, about 12 feet to the right of the basket. Quinter will throw it in. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. In Rushi, Myers Garage and Drive Through. Oh, what an inbounds play. Quinter lobs to the cutter, diving into the paint. It was Benjamin York who caught it right in front. Little teardrop over the rim, and good. 44-17. Here's Gabe White, low in the right for Versailles. Rimmed a seven-footer, pushing foul against Rushi. Thanks to Francis Manufacturing, the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, A&M Pallet in Rushi, along with the Rushi Inn, underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi as well. Free throw by White is good. Second one is good as well. I count 1, 2, 3 southpaws for the Versailles Tigers.
Yeah, they got some lefties.
Three lefties, Schmidtmeyer, Arns, and the young man who just shot it, White. Dribble drive down the lane, Rushi. Grojean is belted as he takes it to the rim. A couple of free throws for Grojean. Frequent stoppages of the clock. 2:57 to go, third quarter, 44-19, Rushi.
He's such a good three-point shooter. You got to go out and step on him. As soon as you do, he's learned to take it around you.
Yep. Foul shot by Grojean, up and in. 45-19 in favor of the Rushi Raiders. Second free throw for Jackson Grojean. Couple of changes here for Rushi, Francis, and Cordonier to come back in. Grojean, that's a pair. And the lead for Rushi swells to 47-19. Or was it 45 before the two free throws? Scoreboard reached 46.
46.
Maybe I goofed.
Yep.
2 minutes and 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Down the right side, Drake Arns for Versailles. Bounce pass to Griesdorn. Straight away, White. Near left side, it's Watron. Poor pass. Quinter on the pick. Goes behind the back to Cordonier. Layup is good. Quinter with eyes in the back of his head.
That was terrific. Woo. Originally, you could see he was thinking dunk, and then he saw the defender. What a great pass.
48-19, Rushi. Shot fake, right wing. Jumper in the air, missed by Wilker of Versailles. Rebound, Cordonier on the giddy-up. Cordonier, hook pass in the lane to York, and Cordonier's grabbed as he was about set to elevate and dish the ball off. And that on Versailles is foul number 5 of the quarter. It was Borchers who got nudged on the play. He's at the free throw line, shooting 2. 48-19 Raiders. Free throws by Borchers, up and in, number 1. 49-19. Rushi, 5 points from a continuous clock here in the second half.
They would love that against their cross county rival.
Second shot by Borchers, dips the knees. It is no good. Off the front of the rim, rebound down to Griesdorn of Versailles. He gives it up in backcourt to Drake Arns. Arns down the left side. Swings between the rings to Wilker. Near side to White. White to Arns. Straight away, Gabe White to Griesdorn. Shot fake. Elbow on the left. Doesn't shoot. Hand off to Drake Arns. Rushi's defense thwarting the Versailles Tigers. Griesdorn thought about the three. Gave it up to Arns. 25 feet away. Splits a couple defenders. And scores! Nice drive. Well done by the lefty Arns.
He got hammered by two different people.
Dribble drive, Rushi left corner, offensive foul.
I don't agree with that one.
49-21 in favor of Rushi. Biggest lead was 49-19 with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. It was up to 30. Versailles down to 28 with a minute 25 remaining. Third quarter of play. Forecourt left, it's Arnes. Monin on him. Arnes, foul line. Max Monin down. Backs him down. Offensive foul.
That was as bad as the other one, so now they're even.
A minute 16 to go here in the third. Rushi 49, Versailles 21. Fans disagreeing with the calls at each end of the floor.
Yep, and I think they were correct.
Here comes Rushi to midcourt. It's Borchers. Except for the young lady who refereed in the crew this afternoon in the game we covered. These are the same two other officials who joined the young lady. Here's a long three-pointer. Missed on the play by Rushi. Rebound right in front. Good. Who stuck that in, Chuck?
That was Monin.
Braden Monin got the loose ball and looped it in over the front iron. Good offensive board work by him. 43 seconds to go. Third quarter. Very bad pass on the play by Wilker of Versailles. Stolen by Quinter. Quinter hard driving down the floor, and it's kicked out of bounds off the thigh of a Versailles player. 37 seconds to go. Third quarter. 51-21 in favor of Rushi. Baseline left of the rim. Quinter, the playmaker for the Raiders. Lobbing into Cordonier. Might have been bumped by Griesdorn. Lost the ball. Versailles has got it. Ball thrown on the arc errantly. Stolen by Quinter. Quinter one-on-one against Schmidtmeyer. Defensive foul on Versailles. And Quinter will shoot two. Boy, no let up in the Raiders. They are focused. They push the advantage out to 30. Quinter a chance to make it 32 and get a 3 point short of the continuous clock. Quinter's free throw is good. Front rim, backboard, got it. Foul shooting for the Raiders pretty strong here tonight. Second shot upcoming for Aiden Quinter. 25 ticks on the clock, late third quarter. Quinter again, front rim, side rim, no good. Versailles muffed it, out of bounds on the baseline. Raiders ball beneath the basket. Playmaker is Borchers. Borchers looking. Lobs into York, top of the circle. Now to Monin. 20 seconds to play, third quarter. Near side Borchers, inside the foul line. Missed the 12-footer. Rebound to the Tigers. 15 ticks to go here in the third quarter. 31-point lead for Rushi. Schmidtmeyer, 30 feet away. He's doubled. Gives it up on the play to Watrin. Long three. Missed. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter. Rushi heaved up a 70-footer late off the rim. Third quarter closes. Biggest spread of the game, 31. Rushi 52, Versailles 21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Well, here is our score. Hard to believe, but it's 52-21. Rushi by 31 points over Versailles. We start the fourth stanza. Quinter shoots a three ball. Front rim, backboard. Oh, he's got a shooter's touch. 34-point game. Quinter on the three to start the fourth stanza. 55-21 in favor of the Raiders, who are a point away from a running clock. Long three by White, no good. Rebound collected by Francis. Backcourt to Quinter, and Quinter is ball hawked and fouled. Gabe White picked it up. Rushi possession, backcourt. I know these Raiders, Chuck, have got to be perspiring a little bit, but I tell you what, Spencer Grandander does a great job keeping the five on the floor as fresh as possible with good substitution patterns, and that's been the case all night long. Fresh as a daisy, Rushi seems.
I haven't seen anybody have to use a towel.
Nope. Here's a driving shot made by Versailles right down the lane. The Tigers, after Rushi missed, down to her right. 55-23 in favor of the Tigers. Long three, by the Raiders, who are in front. Grojean just missed a long three. It rattled, came out. The officials confer on the loose ball out of bounds in the corner, and it's Versailles' possession.
They got it right. It went off Quinter. And I'll tell you, Grojean's 35-footer was about an inch off from being good.
And that would have taken us to a continuous clock. 55-23. Rushi leading with 6:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Schmidtmeyer gives it up right corner. Handoff on the play to White. Good pocket pass. White missed the gimme. Rebounded by Schmidtmeyer. He's fouled by Monin, who jumped in front of him. Schmidtmeyer, another one of those Tigers football players here on the hardwood. Ball inbounded backcourt by Versailles. Handled there by Watrin to White at the elbow. Loops it across the top of the circle. Blake Monin is in it now. 6 foot freshman. Here's a drive into the lane. Ball looped up on the play. Missed by the Tigers. Good move by Watrin. Couldn't get the finish. Deep right corner three by Rushi. Grandander clangs it off the rim. Tip up no good by Francis. Here comes Versailles. Stolen by Quinter. It's a two-on-two. Quinter to Monin. Driving layup. Got it. 5:55 to go in the game. 57-23. Rushi. Midcourt, Versailles. Down the right side, Blake Monin. Popping out to catch, foul line Watrin. Running one-hander, no good off the flange. Rebound, Francis. Backcourt to Monin. Monin gives it up to Cordonier. Left side, Quinter. Baseline, York. Out front to Monin for three. Air ball out of bounds to the Tigers.
He had a hand in his face. He thinks the ball got tipped, and I'm not sure it did. I just think he didn't get his feet underneath him.
57-23, Rushi. Significant changes here for the Raiders. I say significant. It doesn't mean that anyone with any less experience is coming in.
Yeah, you don't lose much when you sub here, do you?
Nope. 34-point game. 57-23, Raiders. Tigers in backcourt. 5:20 to play. Fourth quarter. Ball handed off to Arnes. Arnes gives it up to teammate Chase Watrin. Outside the arc on the left, it's Watrin going baseline now around a Rushi player, and he loops it in.
Timeout, Travis Swank of the Tigers, 57-25 Rushi. 5:03 to go, fourth quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Oh, a big third quarter three-pointer, or I should say a big fourth quarter three-pointer by Hayden Quinter of the Rushi Raiders, has helped Rushi extend the lead to 32 over Versailles. Big bomb to Quinter. He's done fine assist-making, good driving, unloaded the three ball, launched one in from long distance. That was her Wisebridge play here mid-fourth quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Tigers on the offensive end. York with an overplay, a steal, a drive. Shot blocked from behind. A foul committed by White of Versailles. And York will toe the stripe with Rushi leading to 32, 57-25.
18 turnovers now for the Tigers.
And I would reckon to say that the majority of them, Chuck, have been forced by Rushi's defense.
Oh, absolutely.
York's free throw is good. 48-25, Rushi.
That's four kids for Rushi now in double figures for the game.
Here is the next free throw. Pumped up by York. Around and out to the left. Zeb Schulte getting set to check in for Rushi. Here's a dribble drive by Versailles. Down the lane, shot on the run. Tried, missed on the play. The Drake Arnes. Fast break. Rushi, bad pass. Interception by Versailles. Forecourt to her left, it's Watrin. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 58-25 in favor of the Tigers. On top, it's Drake Arnes. Splits a couple defenders. He goes up strong down the lane and hits that. Timeout called by the Versailles Tigers. 3:48 to go here in the fourth. 58-27 Rushi on scorersbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Keep abreast of our website beginning tomorrow for our updated schedule for next week here on scoresbroadcast.com. We know that next Friday night we'll have these Rushi Raiders on the road at Anna. As finally, after a couple weeks of not playing on Friday, the Raiders do return to the hardwood on a Friday evening at Anna next Friday night. We know we'll cover that one for you. Here is Monin attacking right corner York. York with a bunny hop. Might have gotten away with a walk. Here's Zeb Schulte with the ball. Elbow on the right. 15-foot jump shot. Around and out. No good. Rebound to the Tigers. Push off in backcourt against Rushi. And changes are made.
Yeah, he fouled him on purpose so he could get the subs in.
3 minutes, 23 seconds to go here in this game. 58-27 in favor of Rushi. Wholesale changes for the Rushi Raiders. I see Zeb Schulte out there. Recognize him.
We had a varsity game going and a JV game broke out here in the last 3 minutes.
Exactly. We near the three-minute mark in the fourth. Versailles handling the ball 25 feet away. Jack Borchers on the floor, 6'2" sophomore. Here's a jump shot, foul line extended left by Blake Monin. No good off the iron. Rebound down to Rushi. Raiders dribble drive through the lane. Push off against Versailles with 2:58 to go in the fourth. And it's 58-27 in favor of the Raiders. Ball being thrown in by Rushi. Baseline left. Ball goes airborne on the arc to Schulte. Schulte fires 25 feet away to a teammate who goes underneath and makes a reverse layup. Well done on the play. Good effort. That might be Landon Monin. Not sure. We're going deep in our numerals. 60-27, 33-point lead, Rushi. 2:25 to go here in the fourth quarter.
That was Micah Grishup.
Here is Versailles, half court, to our left with the ball. Ball thrown out on the arc. Handled there by Tony Mormon, 5'10 sophomore. Near side, Carson Bergman. Down to 2:08 to go here in the fourth. Here's a long three-pointer, swished on the play by the Versailles Tigers.
Says Gabe White.
Number 15, Gabe White's been on the floor for much of this second half. Good-looking three ball by the southpaw, White. Rushi fumbles the ball away in the half court. Here come the Tigers. 60-30, Rushi. Foul line fadeaway. Rimmed. Almost went down for Mormon. Rebound to Rushi. Up the floor comes Schulte. Foul at midcourt with 1:41 to go. And the Raiders lead it 60-30. Gabe White is coming off. And that is the last of the Rushi players who's seen a lot of action in this game. They are now all off the floor. A full line change for the visiting club. As Chuck noted a few minutes ago, Micah Grishup, 6'2 forward in now for Rushi, which leads it 60-30. Biggest lead at one point, I think, was 33 or 34.
34.
Here's a back down play by the Raiders in the paint area. Turnaround shot by Schulte. Almost went in. Spun around, came out, but he was fouled, and he will shoot two. Schulte, 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Eyes the bucket. He's got it. Minute 24 to go. Rushi up at 31, 61-30 as the Raiders try to make it a clean sweep here today. A four-game series. Girls JVs, girls varsity, boys JVs, boys varsity. Rushi girls in a mild upset defeated Versailles in the game before this one. Second free throw no good, and Versailles throws it 60 feet down the floor, out of bounds. A minute 19 to go in the fourth. Again, keep abreast of our website for the updated schedule next week. Rushi Raiders will swing back into league play next Friday night on the road at Anna. Then I think on Saturday night, Rushi plays Ansonia. 1 minute to go in the game. Rushi in the lead, 61-30. Grishup on the arc. Gives it off on the play to Schulte. Schulte near midcourt for Rushi. He's got an opening. Drives. Feeds the three-point shooter out of the corner. A long one around and out. No good. Rebound on the inside, but Grishup partially blocked by the Tigers. 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Versailles off and running. Tigers lose it. Raiders lose it. Out of bounds it goes. This afternoon, the Fort Norman girls defeated Lima Bath 67-41 in a game we covered here on Scores Broadcast.com last night Lehman Catholic boys over Bethel, 45-32 here on Scores Broadcast. As Versailles nets a two-pointer, and Rushi will stall out the final 30 seconds. Versailles won't guard, and that will do it. Rushi Raiders 61, Versailles Tigers 32. Fourth quarter's in the books. The Rushi Raiders now advance to 16-0. A tough weekend for the Versailles Tigers, who lost a two-pointer last night to Delta St. John's, 49-47, and are whipped this evening by the Rushi Raiders, 61-32. We'll return to wrap it up on ScoresBroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Rushi victorious over Versailles in a walk-away here tonight, 61-32. Defense for Rushi, unbelievable, forcing 18 Versailles turnovers, blocking probably another 8 or 9 shots blocked by the Raiders, no doubt about that. They were our Wisebridge defensive plays of this game. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play, call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
This game was tied, Chuck, as you recall, some hour and a half or so ago. 6-6. It was tied up at 6-6. Rushi got the first 6. Versailles got the next 6. Before you knew it, it was 15-6 Rushi, and then the lead swelled from 9 to double digits, and it was 20-plus, better than 30, much of the fourth quarter. Final difference, 29-61-32. All Raiders here tonight, maybe Rushi's most complete game of the season.
Oh, from what we've seen, that was terrific. I mean, they did everything well, shot the ball well. They did the defensively, they rebounded. They did everything that they're known for.
Let's take a look at the scoring and highlight our Clance stars of this game, Chuck.
Well, on the Versailles side, they had nobody in double figures. They had Jace Watron with 9. I'm going to go with him as my Versailles player of the game. The other side's a little tougher to choose. They got 12 from Cordonier. Then they got 10 from Quinter, 10 from Monin, 10 from York. They got 7 from Grosjean and 7 from Francis. But I'm going to go with Hayden Quinter because besides the 10 points, he had 3 or 4 assists, had 3 or 4 steals. The kid was just all over the place.
He was Mr. Facilitator, was tenacious, made a big 3 in that fourth quarter. Great game for Hayden Quinter. And as you noted, the number one man for the Versailles Tigers was
Jace Watron.
Jace Watron. Watron and Quinter are Clancy stars of this game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Well, after a double weekend on the road and losses to Delta St. John's and Rushi and a string of five straight road games in all, Versailles returns home next weekend. Games on Friday and Saturday at the Tigers Gym against Coldwater and Ponens Tech. Versailles dropping out of 7-8 on the year. Meanwhile, Rushi is 16-0. At Anna Friday, at Ansonia next Saturday, and at Fairlawn makeup game on Tuesday, February 6th, before home with Botkins, big date on Friday, February 9th, and then at Fort Loramie and at Marion Local. So 16 games in the books for head coach Spencer Gradonier's club, Chuck. Five of the last six are away from home, including next Friday, a big one at Anna, and the following Friday, home with Botkins, which may very well be for an outright league championship. Botkins will have something to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, if both of them hold serve until they get to the ninth, you know, that game will be for either outright or a tie for the league, and then trust me, Botkins has the ability. You know, I mean, but boy, they're going to have to be prepared for this incredible defense that Rushi keeps throwing at you.
Yeah, defense and depth for Rushi. Those two D words, they will drain you. That's another D word.
That's what happened to Versailles tonight. I mean, they had a little bit of a start, tied, like you said, tied it at six, and then it was just the rails came off, and they just ran them off the floor.
Again, keep abreast of our website for the updated schedule for next week. For sure, Rushi on the road at Anna next Friday night here on ScoresBroadcast.com. This afternoon, final tally, 67-41, Fort Loramie girls downed Lima Bath last night, in case you missed it, here on ScoresBroadcast.com. 45-32 final score as Layman Catholic defeated Bethel. And here this evening, by 29 points, it's Rushi over Versailles. Thanks to our online listeners for putting up with us all day long here on Scores Broadcast. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Rushi. Final score once again, Rushi Raiders 61, Versailles Tigers 32.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.